brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Seems like 5 seconds ago it was Friday. Well, here we are again, and it's a special Friday, Friday the 13th. When we come back from break, I will briefly go over the history of Friday the 13th and why it is seen, not just here in the United States, but all over the world, as an unlucky day. But why is the number 13 seen as unlucky? Our country had 13 colonies, 13 stars and stripes. I don't know, but certainly it is a... Even if you say you're not superstitious, it almost feels unlucky, though, to not be a little superstitious. And maybe other people are superstitious at a subconscious level, and then they do reckless things on Friday the 13th because it's almost a self-fulfilling prophecy at a subconscious level to expect something bad to happen. Like, I don't call myself superstitious, but I don't want to walk under a ladder, maybe because a ladder might fall on you. Or who wants to break a mirror? I mean, that's who wants to break something? I think it's unlucky to break a mirror, not because it's unlucky, but because it's unlucky. A lot of people say they're not superstitious, but they are. I'm already digressing off into superstition, which really doesn't matter here, ladies and gentlemen. But we will briefly talk about the history of Friday the 13th when we come back in the next segment. Larry Grathwall. I'm turning into Donald Rumsfeld with these bizarre riddles I put out that don't even make sense to me. Larry Grathwall, who was inside the Weatherman terrorist and one of the key witnesses that helped send them to the Huskow. Remember that clip we play where they talk about it, putting 50 million of us in re-education camps and killing 25 mil of us? He is going to be joining us today. Certainly look forward to that happening, and we're going to be breaking it all down. The truth about the weather underground today, much of them in and around the White House in 2012. So he is our one guest here on this Friday, and I will endeavor to open the phones up for him and then have open phones. Really a kind of Ask Alex. We've been doing an Ask Alex over at planetinfowars.com, the social network we've set up for InfoWarriors so they can get organized and get together. It's in beta. Had a few glitches the first month or so, but it's running like a champ right now, so I would invite you over to set up your own profile and get to know people. But the point is we started a Ask Alex thing a couple days a week. We play on the nightly news that people really like. So I thought, why not have Ask Alex where I specifically say your questions right now. So you just have a quick question, I hang up on you, and then I try to be not long-winded. Maybe that can break the cycle of, I'll be doing overall better lately taking calls, but again, nobody's telling me to take more calls. I like to take calls. I like the different directions, wild card. It takes us in, but then I tend to get stuck on all the news and never get to it all. Speaking of news, it is going to be a absolutely jam-packed transmission today. Hey, you've heard of drones in the sky, drones on the ground. How about drones on top of the water and under the sea? I told you, the entire military is going to robots. This is really robots because they've already got autonomous drones in the sea, in space, in the air, on the ground. All the stuff you've seen is 20 to 30 years old, some of it older. It's all ancient. My grandfather in the late 60s went out and even got the patent and stuff with some other inventors. He was kind of an eccentric type, my mom's dad, and created an anti-riot robot. It was just remote control and basically had these big, long arms on it that were had voltage coming out of them. And the Pentagon bought it. But never mass manufactured, at least that's what my grandfather was told, but it paid for the investment and the research. This is what they've been obsessed with forever, is getting rid of humans in the equation so the globalists can technocratically give orders. So we're going to talk about that, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. Mitt Romney wants Condi, and hey, she likes abortion, so she'll probably be in there. Nothing more conservative than abortion, carbon taxes, and government health care. I'm a liberal because I'm against it. We'll be right back. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Friday, the 13th, 2012. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours. Thank you so much for joining us. We have a guest coming up in the next hour who was inside the Weather Underground and helped put those folks in prison. They're now basically got their red diaper doper baby in the White House, Hair Obama, and we're seeing all the tyranny that comes with that. Again, mega banks funding communists. That's the way it always works. To take over, wreck a country, then the bankers come in later through their oligarchs and take control and call it free market. Saw a big study out today, it's in my stack, that all over the world, people are down on capitalism because the monopoly crony anti-free market media blames what's happening on free market and capitalism, not on what it really is, organized crime government, corporate fascism. Is a closer, more accurate term for what it is, a global kleptocratic thieving group that gets control of governments and exempts themselves from the avalanches of laws they pile on us, red tape and bureaucracy. Now, it is Friday the 13th, and my son asked me this morning, why is Friday the 13th seen as unlucky? So I thought I would dig up the history of that for my son who's listening. and obviously any new listeners who don't know why Friday the 13th is seen as unlucky. The Knights Templar curse and Friday the 13th, and you can just type in the origins of Friday the 13th. It's out there. The Knights Templar have always been surrounded by mystery. And the only facts that we can gather about them were that they were Christian knights who escorted pilgrims to the Holy Land and fought in the Crusades. Yeah, and became fabulously wealthy. It has been believed that the day the Pope and the King, this is in France and Spain both, ordered them to be arrested on October 13th, 1307, a Friday, Friday the 13th. After their arrest, they were all brutally tortured to find out where all the treasure was and forced to confess to such sins as spitting on the cross, because everybody wants to do that in their extra time, worshiping false gods, worshiping the devil, homosexuality, and sodomy. Considering they were being tortured, they most likely just stated anything in order to get out of the torture. Well, no. Jack Bauer tortures people to keep them safe. I mean, torture is what the good guys do. Being sarcastic here. But yes, that's the main reason 13 as seen as unlucky. And a lot of Asian cultures predating this, they thought it was unlucky. 8 is seen as lucky. Multiple 8s, really lucky. 7 is seen as lucky in the West. So, for whatever reason, 13 seen as unlucky. But the United States, 13 colonies, 13 stars and stripes, 13 stars. It's whatever you make of it. But perhaps people expect bad things to happen on Friday the 13th, so they do. It's kind of like if you walk into a restaurant, you're rude to everybody, have a bad attitude, people aren't going to like you. I found that if you're in a good mood and happy, you generally are going to get that back. I don't know. I mean, I'll never forget walking into convenience stores and stuff, you know, getting gas, asking my dad if I could have a candy bar or whatever, and seeing people smile at him and everything. And I said, Dad, people frown at me and stuff. I was going through like a stage of like 10 or 11 of frowning. And he said, well, that's because you're frowning. I'm smiling. And I mean, it's just a simple thing, but so many of us forget that. But politicians walk around with those fake shark smiles all the time, like they're a clown or something. But with my dad, he was actually a happy guy. Okay, enough on that subject. Let us now plunge directly into the headlines. You know what? I'm going to do it today. I'm just going to read the headlines. I've never succeeded, but today will be the day where I just read headlines, and then I'm going to go back into it more than your phone calls. Let's just give you the headlines. Navy beginning to implement underwater drones in the Gulf. Hold your breath, drone lovers, literally. Robot submarines. Okay, here's another one. Washington Times, we told you about this years ago. Now it's admitted. DHS emergency power extended. Every week it's a new extension, including control of private telecom systems. They've been in control since the Telecommunications Act, but now it's down to ISPs with 100 or more customers. Wow. Talk about takeover. Just spy grids, takeover grids, Walmart telescreens. Oh, I'm not just reading the headlines, am I? Trying to give you more data. Woman convicted of battery for pat-down of TSA worker. She's a former worker who got another job. They groped her genitals. It's all on video. We have it at InfoWars.com. So she groped the supervisor back, and the jury just could not wait to send somebody to prison. Because, again, they like the judge smiling at them. That's satisfaction. I mean, even if they're stopping your baby's brains out in the future, as long as the man in black uniform smiles at you, like he'll kind of hold your hand and nod your head as you run into the mass grave to be shot. And we've all seen that film footage in Russia and Germany where people would politely nod and just to get a little nod from the soldier before they, because that's what really mattered. It was like, having your hat in your hand and just bowing to the officer. I mean, that's what it's all about. And they said, the court ruled, we will grab your genitals. You will not touch ours. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not just going over the headlines. That article is up at InfoWars.com. Woman convicted of battery for pat-down of TSA worker. Action was protest against invasive groping, which included touching the woman's genitals. Hey, Jerry Sandusky takes kids in the showers. TSA takes them in the rape room and rapes them with their hands. I mean, that's land of the pedophile, home of the slave. I mean, come on. Exclusive. DOD report reveals some detainees interrogated while drugged, others chemically restrained. Well, yeah, that's what we do to our kids in public schools. Why not do it to some Iraqi children? I mean, you don't do it to Al-Qaeda. They work for you. The Pentagon wants awards for bravery for drone pilots who kill people remotely. Far from, well, of course that's heroic. Nothing more heroic But again, they're not even going to have humans flying them soon. They've already got them out, autonomous kill drones. And they admit the drones are learning from the humans. They have computers learning what humans do. And then you just turn the drones loose. You type it in, autonomous drones now in the skies. See, it's all about a future without humans. That's what the globalists call it. The future doesn't need us. Why the future doesn't need us? Just search those terms and learn. That's why you've all been implanted with nanotech cancer viruses. They just call them cancer viruses, but they've been engineered. They're nanotech. All these new vaccines that attack your brain and eat the areas that absorb alcohol or opiates, which actually absorb your regular endorphins. I mean, I jogged this morning, drove to the lake, got in the lake, only swam a mile and a half because I didn't have a lot of time. Got out, it was exhausting, and I feel energized. I've got natural drugs pumping right now into my brain cells. They're all mine. But that's evil. It's evil. I need a vaccine. I feel full of energy. I feel full of rage and passion and love of life. Oh, that scares the globalist because they want a bunch of automatons. And that's what it is. It's kingdom of the robots. I'm going to break that down after our guest in the next hour leaves us. But guys, you are ordered literally to get in my face and say, cover kingdom of the robots, Jones. All right? I need to be slapped upside the head. That's a directive to make me do it. All right, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen. I got through one small stack of about 30. Let's continue here. Oh, what should I get to next? I've got the economic news. I've got all the other police state news. I've got the Sandusky news. Let's do the... Oh, yeah, that little kingdom of pedophiles. They are, boy, the FBI didn't want to handle this because that's one of their little pedophile command bases there at Penn State. They're in a pedophile valley. What are they going to do? Oh, all the famous people going in there. You know, Sandusky's so confident he was raping kids in the shower at high noon. And it's all confirmed. Of course they all knew. Of course, folks, they didn't just know. That can look at those Penn State officials and tell you they're pedophiles. I mean, my God, just look at Sandusky. Looks like a demonic ferret. He's been put into a meat grinder head first. I mean, that's what a pedophile looks like right there. A buck-toothed demonic rat of some type begging to be fed into a meat grinder head first, and that's where he's going. Oh, yeah, check out the ear hair. I mean, that's like a feeler in the dark, so he can, like a rat, you know, scurry around when he's in hell. All right, anyways, excuse me. Get Sandusky off the screen. I'm about to throw up. You know what? Since we brought that up, I'll just get to it right now. Again, every demonic culture that's been taken over by these people engages in human sacrifice, and they always demand the kids. So if they can't get away with killing kids, it's not just about raping them. They want to psychically hurt them as bad as they can and ruin them. So it's a psychic sacrifice. Every culture, research the anthropology. And the archaeology. Every culture has these people take over. Black, white, Asian, you name it. Every culture develops guilds that demand they drop by your house or you bring your child to them. Most people are so brainwashed they would be proud to have their two-year-old son or daughter have their heart cut out while high priests gobble their intestines in front of everyone and splatter their guts all over the ground and read the tea leaves out of their intestines. I mean, This is what it's all about. This is what the Illuminati are all about throughout history. So instead, because they can't just kill them outright, they want to soft kill them with vaccines, GMOs. You know, that's another way they still get their sacrifice. But again, these entities that are in them, whatever you want to call it, the malfunction, if you just want to look at it from a biological perspective of these cancerous humans, is that they demand children, normally the firstborn, because for whatever reason that was seen as the most valuable. Those were going to be leaders in the future. Almost all the astronauts, almost all your top scientists are firstborn for whatever reason. They're around adults. They grow up as adults. They grow up with more advanced intelligence, IQ. Not knocking folks that aren't firstborn. It's just a fact. You know, there are some anomalies that are different. They want to take your firstborn and torture them. They like to, well, most cultures would like to throw small children on like a big open metal oven. The flopping around and screaming anyways, the point is, and these devil pits are everywhere. And most of your big universities, most of your big now international law enforcement, national law enforcement, are armies of child killing, child raping, demonic slugs. We'll be right back. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I am going to continue with news headlines in brief sardonic analysis, and then we're going to open the phones up right now. I'm going to give the numbers out, and then we'll take your calls coming up in the next segment on Ask Alex. If you have a question on any topic or issue, I will do my best to answer it. The toll-free number to join us, and I want to give first-time callers a chance to get involved again, because there's so many millions of people that never got through, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And I apologize. Sometimes I get, you know, a whole bunch of phone calls on the line and don't get to everybody, but we run out of time here and try to give callers a lot of time, and then I I go on for a long time, and you know the drill, but 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. Getting back to Sandusky, I'm not joking about burning children in fiery pits. Every major culture did it. The Druids all over northern and western Europe into Albion. They engaged in it everywhere. All over the Middle East, all over Central Asia, all over the Far East. Every culture they dig into, they would have big idols with basically either a fire in front of them or a big sheet of metal heated up. If you're a new listener, I wasn't joking earlier when I talked about that. Look it up. They would throw children onto it, I guess just for added screaming and pain and power trips. You know, for you or I, that would be like ripping our guts out. We would rather die than see something like that. I mean, I almost go to my knees and just reverent love of God to see a beautiful sunset or sunrise or an innocent child catch a little perch, fish, and smile and have creativity and innocence in their eyes. And I want to kill people that want to hurt children. My instinct is, you know, they like to hurt children. Well, I like to, you know, basically bash the brains out of people that want to hurt children. And I'm not a violent person, but I have extreme feelings of violence towards people like that. I have a serious desire to gouge their eyes out, to tear their heads off. I get so mad that I guarantee you I could physically tear somebody's head off. I guarantee I could break their neck in about 1 second. And if you don't have that feeling towards these perverts and towards these criminals, then you've got something wrong with you. Okay? It's not macho or tough that I have serious feelings of violence towards people that hurt children. And I don't mean disciplining your child when they try to stick their finger in a light socket. That is good to do. I'm talking people who want to hurt children and who want to abuse them and dominate them and lock them up, like the cases in France and other areas of Europe where they caught pedophiles with little kids in dungeons, starving them to death, and these elitists would come and do horrible things to them. This is going on. And you look at – I've seen the comments on the website and seen emails coming in going, why isn't Alex talking about Sandusky since he got convicted and since this all came out? And, hey, you were right. And, hey, you know, it goes to the top. Of course it went to the top. And I haven't covered it a lot because it gets me upset, okay? It gets me very, very upset. And then I'm likely to blow up at people around me. So I tend to try to just be dark and sarcastic. But it's not because I think it's funny. It's because it makes me want to attack people, okay? I mean, it's just that simple. I mean, I cannot look at Sandusky without going into a controlled rage. And, of course, it's now come out that the entire hierarchy was knowingly covering things up, which makes them accessory to the crimes. And all of them need to be arrested. Everybody's like, oh, the coach is good. Don't say he knows and all this. You know, 6 months ago when all this started, I got a lot of heat for saying, of course they knew. And, of course, it goes higher than that. You look at that charity and the whole way it's set up, how it's designed for disadvantaged kids that have already had problems. That way nobody will believe them when they get abused. The whole way it's set up, it's so dark, ladies and gentlemen. I've talked to Hollywood people. I know there's some books coming out on it soon about what goes on in Hollywood. And again, it's not even the actors and people. They're just the minions. But the producers and the higher-ups, it's just a kingdom of evil. And the Disney stars and all that. I remember 15 years ago hearing they were MKUltra and part of these projects, and then to later find out that from people in Hollywood that they really are, that there really is mind control programs and that it really is Operation Monarch. And then Katy Perry comes out with her new video and it's Operation Monarch programming. I mean, it's just we're living in a total crazy land is what I'm telling you. But if you look at history, it's what happens over and over again. So I look at Sandusky and all this stuff. I mean, I need to get off this subject because it really, I need to have a lot of energy today. I have a lot of stuff I need to cover and do, and if I get into a rage, I'm not going to have any energy. I'm going to hit some more news briefly, just some headlines, then go to your calls. Ask Alex. That's me, 800-259-9231. You can send your questions, too, to planetinfowars.com in the Ask Alex section there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Decide as a civilization that we don't want to be deindustrialized and have all of our functions replaced by autonomous pre-programmed robots controlled by the globalists. And in all their white papers, that's all they've talked about for 50 years, how they were going to get to this point. That's how I know every new step of their program. The entire underwater fleet, the entire surface fleet, the entire aircraft fleet, the entire ground force fleet will be robot. They've got different numbers of 2020, 2025, by 2015, you know, the vast majority of the Air Force and Army's aircraft will be autonomous, not just drone with some guy that was playing video games that were really a primer. You know, they have movies like The Last Starfighter. It's a good kids movie. I remember seeing it back when I was a kid. And I bought it, and my son and I watched it. I think it's a little too old for my oldest daughter, but we watched The Last Starfighter last year. And the kid goes and plays the video game in his trailer park. And no one's ever won the game. And when he wins the game, a spaceship lands with a humanoid and says, all right, you're being recruited to join, you know, this fleet because of the skills you have. And then he's taken off world to go be the last starfighter, because before they get back to the base, it gets blown up. The point is that isn't life imitating art today, that that's actually how these Kinect and video games work, is that most of the people now joining the Air Force and other systems are video game heads and were actually playing on similar simulators for the decade and are now flying real drones, real Reapers, and bombing people and getting medals for it. Because the Pentagon developed video games before Pong and before all the first games in the 70s. They developed them for instinctive shooting and to train people to pull triggers, just as pop-up targets do, so that people wouldn't hesitate when they were confronted with another human at close range and would kill them. Where they've got, where troops kill people at rates of 95, 96, 97% up close and don't think a thing about it. Blow up a car full of men, women, children, won't even feel bad about it when a kid's crawling along with their guts coming out, you know, blown in half, because they've simulated the killing so many times with the video games that now it doesn't matter. This was all admittedly scientifically done to dehumanize us so that now as we're killed and as this is all turned against us, people can't differentiate because they've seen thousands of simulated murders on TV, hundreds of thousands on video games, where it's always zombies and monsters but the humanoid shape, to where now humans see themselves as garbage. And now people are going crazy thinking they're zombies and trying to eat people's faces off, showing the power of television to condition people. I mean, I saw studies about in the 50s and 60s, if they police noticed very quickly that if they had a big top TV show come out and have somebody jump off the Empire State Building or another big building on the TV show, that suddenly scores of people would show up that day or that night and would go and try to jump off the Empire State Building just because they saw it on television. Or if it was on the news that somebody did jump off a building, suddenly they'd have to station police there because people were there to jump off the building. This is the suggestibility of the population. And we've gotten more and more suggestible. It's like when we're in a hypnotic state and you can have a magician, you know, get you to trick your mind into doing what they say and believing a potato is an apple, or walking off the stage and falling on a mattress. And the people really are doing it because they're under mind control. And that's what the television, this whole culture is. That's why people can't wake up as the government goes, yeah, we're spying on you. Yeah, we're torturing and killing people. Yeah, we'll kill you. Yeah, we're putting cancer viruses in your shots. Hey, you know what? We did lie. That H1N1 does kill you. That vaccine does eat your brain. Don't worry, we're going to give you a shot soon where even those of you that resist us and are resistant to all the programming and chemicals, it's not going to matter. The virus is going to go in and attack your brain and destroy your key centers of resistance. You're going to not be upset anymore. Just like a body snatcher movie. Just go to sleep. When you wake up, it'll all be all right. Or just take this shot. There's not going to be any more getting upset anymore. You're upset about all this stuff happening? You're not going to be upset anymore. Join us. Join us. Join us. This is how heavy reality is. We're going to see things that blow your mind, that blow my mind. End of the world? It isn't 2012, folks. That's just getting you conditioned. See, they have the Christians all taught to lay down that it's the end of the world. Not a teaching that was in the Bible. A pre-tribulation until the last 170 years or so. So everybody goes, oh, praise God they want us to take chips. That means the end of the world's here. I'll be teleported out. Oh, yeah. Like all the Christians in the Bible that were teleported out? No, they had to face it before God delivered them, and only sometimes if that was part of God's plan. And you know in your gut you're not going to escape any of this. All of you cowards out there, who think you're going to escape the New World Order, you're not going to escape jack squat. You understand that? You're going to face reality. That's history. That's common sense. That's God's universal law. And you better get used to it and better get ready for it. Of course, you'll line up and take the shot, won't you? Because you are going to want your free will taken. The mark is a genetic engineering weapon program where you willingly are told you're giving up your free will and join the matrix with a viral nanotech injection. I've known this for a long time, but it's totally clear now. That's what it is. But they're not the soft kill they try to do without you knowing, but there's some universal metaphysical law that when they really get ready to take your free will, you're going to have to give it up and decide to be a biological android. And that's the real mark of the beast. And that's why you can't repent and God can't take you back, because it literally is going to wipe your brain. Now, the spirit will still be there, but you're damned. You're cut off. Wow. I didn't mean to start preaching. I said I'd go to your calls, and got a lot of other news here. But the Sandusky thing, in closing, shows you how a whole institution with hundreds of people at the top could know that there was a whole pedophile charity going at one of the most prestigious universities in the country, churning out all the big pharma heads. You notice how all the Homeland Security heads and big pharma heads and FBI directors, it's all coming out of this school. Coming out of Harvard, coming out of Yale, coming out of the University of Texas, coming out of Berkeley, wherever you've got the cream coming out, you better believe it isn't the cream. It's the pus of the pus, the demon of the demon, the rotten of the rotten. And then all these other people who knew what was going on and weren't into hurting kids, but they still became accomplices because they couldn't bring down the system. And the news is like, oh, too bad for Penn State. It's really hurting them and hurting enrollment. Oh, too bad. It's not about all the kids. It's not about people getting threatened and mysterious deaths of investigators. Oh, yeah, people were killed over this. It's not about that. No, it's about the stinking university and people that are alumni now that feel embarrassed that they're alumni of Penn State. You see, it's that spirit that allows this type of stuff to go on. I mean, if I was an assistant football coach and I walked into the showers and somebody had a little kid bent over, let me tell you something. The police aren't going to get called. It's not because I'm macho or tough. I am going to stomp. I probably would have killed Jerry Sandusky. And, folks, I'm not bragging, but, I mean, you know, I'm just a regular man. I see something like that, I'm going to do something. That didn't talk, folks. I put probably 20 people in the hospital, people that started fights with me. You start a fight with me, you're going to get a fight right back 110%. And that doesn't mean people didn't start fights with me that whooped my butt. Doesn't mean I hadn't had broken legs and concussions and, you know, loose teeth and lips split and black eyes. I'm not here saying I'm the baddest guy on the block. I'll tell you right now, there are people out there that are animals. That'll have your head bouncing off the concrete so fast you don't know how they're doing it. They can do backflips down the street. But I'll tell you right now, if I saw somebody doing something like that, I wouldn't be able to control myself. I'd come in there, and he'd turn around, I'd knock his nose right up into his brain. I'd slam him right in the eye. I'd grab him and start just slamming his head in there. And you know what? If I went to jail, that's just the way it is. It's a crime of passion. That's the type of attitude you have to have for these scum. Instead, the assistant coach comes in and goes and tells people, they're like, you better shut up about this. Because they're a bunch of predators, ladies and gentlemen. That's what they are. I'm going to shut up right there. I don't want to sit here and try to sound like Mr. Tough Guy. I start beating my chest like a gorilla. As soon as I start thinking about the scum out there, because I have children and they make me so angry, at an instinctive level, all I think is kill, 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 kill. You notice the system always tells those of us that aren't sickos that we need to sit down, shut up, and be passive so they can run around having their way with us. I'm tired of it. We've gotten to this point because we've let evil run wild and tell us to sit down and shut up. I've got all this other news on Condi Rice, the abortionist, the abortion supporter at the top of the list for Mitt Romney. And I've got all the clips of him saying how much he loves abortion. I mean, it's such a... And then Obama is saying Romney... Obama has his surrogate saying Obama... Obama, I said a Freudian slip. Obama is saying that Romney, his vice president, basically, if something happens with Obama, then there's the backup. I mean, we're literally all... Mitt Romney is like his real vice president. That's how the New World Order works. He's just the guy in waiting right there. I had that epiphany last night that Mitt Romney is the real vice president. Because they have to have two guys in an election in case something happens with Obama or some scandal they can't control. And Mitt Romney, I'll guarantee you, in their councils, and you know they're meeting privately, he is the vice president. Mitt Romney is the vice president during the election right now. So Vice President Romney, global elect, globalist elected, He's going, hey, this is over the top, saying I'm a criminal, saying I wasn't involved in Bain decisions once I left to run the Olympics in Salt Lake City in 99. You know, that's not right to say I'm a criminal and a felon that I made these decisions and I lied about it to the SEC and others. And he's like, hey, be nice, because he won't even talk about Fast and Furious. He won't go after Obama on anything. And so he's saying, hey, you tell your surrogates, get off the vice president. I'm the vice president, Obama. You don't talk bad about your vice president, Obama. And then Condi Rice, it's so sick. I mean, this is a woman who Mayor Willie Brown called her and said, don't get on a plane to New York tomorrow morning. That's in the San Francisco Chronicle. She called him and said, don't fly, excuse me. Let's just go to your calls. I'm going to shut up now. Thomas and Mass, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, Alex, I'm going to try and be quick because I know you're trying to rifle through them. What happens when a collapse happens, either a hyperinflationary or deflationary depression, what happens to those of us who have outstanding mortgages or loans? Do you pay it off in inflated dollars? What if you can't pay it off? And what implications does that have for those of us who are preparing to bug in? And I'll take my answer off the air.
Wow, that's an incredibly important question. Crystallize that. I mean, you're saying what happens when the collapse takes place? I mean, he's gone? What happens to people that decide to stay in their houses? The globalists won't go ahead with a total collapse unless they think we'll put up with it. And then they will. They could stage race riots. They could stage a nuke going off. And they've got a lot of nasty cards in their hand. And you ask the question, and we've had all these experts on, like James Wesley Rawls and so many others. You know, what happens to you? What happens when the collapse takes place? It's happening slowly. As cities go bankrupt all over the country, as police get cut. One good thing is there's so many guns in the country, that's going to keep criminals from going too wild. You'll just see lots of reports of criminals getting shot, breaking in houses. That's now increasing right now. Now, I think because we've been here and others have been out there warning people ahead of time that's a whole area of discussion. I was just thinking this morning we need to get more guests on to focus for whole shows just on what a collapse will look like, the different types of collapses and how to deal with it. It's too big a question to answer in a short space. Ken in Michigan. Ken, you're on the air.
What do you say, Alex? Thanks for doing a great job. Alex, my question is to you. I'm a 68-year-old male. I come out of the MKUltra program, and there's targeted individuals that they're using microwaves on us all over the United States, thousands of us. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, there's people that are mentally ill from the heavy metals and things. Most schizophrenia out there, they've found in major studies, is chemically based, or you've got, not you, but people that have schizophrenia have Lyme's disease, and which is really just a weaponized tick-borne syphilis that gets into the brain, and then no one will treat you or tell you. They'll just say, oh, you're mentally ill. So there's a lot of mentally ill people out there, but there are real MKUltra mind control programs. They even have shows on History Channel about that where thousands of kids were running through Dr. Ewing Cameron's system. There was sexual abuse as well, and they would publicly, have admitted that they would basically erase their memories and create automatons. So I know that that's out there, sir, and I'm sorry that you've been going through that. Thank you for the call. They just gave us an article here. Hundreds of innocent people wrongly spied on by police. It wasn't wrongly spied on. They just do it. Let's go ahead and take another call. Fred in Canada, you're on the air.
Hello.
Alex. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
I want to let you know we got a lot of Jonesers up here, Canada. And I was just getting a little creeped out here because, you know, there's no mention of Canada or anything like that in all this. I can't help but feel like Austria in World War II, you know. We've got a good prime minister here, I know, because I live in his riding. And he scrapped the gun registration. There was a gun registration. He got rid of it. So,
yes, things have begun to reverse in Canada because the public has a awoken to what's happening. And wherever good people take action, evil runs. But Canada basically is more and more under the SPP and also the Asia-Pacific Union. And so you're being integrated into a corporatist government. Your sovereignty is being eroded. But your sovereignty is already eroded because the Queen and her director general is able to suspend your parliament whenever they don't do what they want. So you've got the Queen eroding your sovereignty, but Canada does have more sovereignty than it did in the past. And then you've also got NORTHCOM trying to absorb your sovereignty. So that's basically what's happening with Canada. We talk quite a bit about Canada, but I mean, basically, you're going under the same standardized global government. Whatever's happening in Australia is happening here. Whatever's happening in Canada is happening in England, Germany. I mean, it's a global standardized program. Different countries are further along at different levels. You see what I'm saying?
I hear you. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, sir. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it sure does. Thanks.
Thank you. Patrick, Elaine, Scott, Cindy, your calls are up next. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Don't ever answer yes or no.
didn't apologize to Obama. So what if the NFL doesn't want him doing their theme song? There's going to be no country left if we don't stand up against this corrupt system and call it out, period.
He always wore his Sunday feathers and carried his old Black Hawk.
We're going to go back to your calls here in just a moment. We have a special guest coming up at the start of the next hour. And we will continue also in the third hour with your Ask Alex questions. I think we're getting some good questions. One of the best sellers in the store is something that multiple experts separately told me was one of the best single supplements out there for detoxing, protecting your glands, your thyroid, making your skin healthier, your hair grow faster. Weldon Henson. I got to get him in here to talk about this. He started taking it, and his hair started growing faster. And spots where his hair was getting a little thin started coming in, and his nails started growing faster. And I've been taking it, and it is amazing. Monofilin, discounted with a free citizen rule book, available at InfoWarsShop.com. It's pure brown seaweed extract. They get it off the coast of New Zealand, so nowhere near the radiation like a lot of other brands. It's available right now at InfoWarsShop.com. We also have The Greater Good, exposing the deadly vaccines. Very professional film. And Joel Gilbert's Dreams of My Real Father, about the true roots of Obama. An incredible film, InfoWarsShop.com. And remember your purchases at the site. We also have the In the TSA shirt. The next time I fly, I'm going to videotape me wearing it and going through, and I hope they say something to me. In the TSA, available at InfoWarsShop.com. We have the best water filters out there with a 10% discount on all the water filter products with the promo code WATER at InfoWarsShop.com. We have the Life Straw, the best in the field system, the Probe Pure. It's all available at InfoWarsShop.com. Okay, let's go to your phone calls. Patrick in Oregon, thanks for holding. You're on the air, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, brother.
Good to hear from you.
Go ahead.
Hey, my question is, what I don't really understand is, I mean, I'm fully awake to what's been going on in the world for a long time. I've been listening to you for about 5 years. But I don't get why the Congress, senators, congressmen, governors in this country, where's all the good white hat guys, and why aren't more of them standing up?
Okay, well, first off, have you ever been around the Capitol or around those restaurants at night? I mean, we're talking about supermodel prostitutes everywhere that these guys are having sex with 24/7. And they're all photographed. They go to poker games where there's free prostitutes. That's come out where the top Pentagon brass are. The Watergate's just full of poker and gambling on one floor and supermodels on the next, all paid for by defense contractors. That came out with, you know, Porter Goss and all the rest of it. That's just one level. They're allowed to insider trade. They're allowed to get all the no-bid contracts. They're just up there stealing us blind. They're a bunch of crooks. And those that aren't crooks are isolated and get slowly turned to the dark side. So that's what's going on up there. I mean, you ought to go hang out in D.C. You'll be sitting in a restaurant, and the most beautiful woman you've ever seen, and you'll see limousines pull up with old men in the back, lobbyists and politicians, and you'll see somebody's 22-year-old beauty queen daughter get in the back of the vehicle with her. That's what's going on, buddy. That's what's going on. Our stolen money bought them.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.